We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
All right.
How's that mic stand working for you?
Good. Special edition CMJ episode as a result of the previous episode where I The mystery continues as that I broke the microphone and now...
It's not really a mystery. It's solved. Who broke
it? Solved. And then the way that we solved it is I now have like a standing mic. But welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Heyo! Heyo. CMJ, are we live?
We're not live.
We're not live.
But we're podcasted.
Oh, we're podcasted.
Which is almost as good as being live.
Why aren't we live?
I don't know. FCC regulations?
Oh, man.
That's not true at all.
Too much fun. FCC bringing us down.
So we have a very special show today. That was just Hands, the song called Hold. They'll be playing live. And then also we'll be having Wallpaper.
Who does the Snacky Tunes theme song?
They just landed at LaGuardia, I think, 20 minutes ago. So they will be taking a car here and playing live.
Can I tell you what I'm excited about?
What?
Roberta's dinner food.
That's true. We've continually eaten. By the way, for people who are listening to the podcast and have no time concept, we normally tape the toe.
We tap the toe always
at 2 p.m. But tonight we're tapping our toes at 7 p.m.
Yeah, but most importantly, we are very excited to have Chuck Miller in house, third generation master moonshine distiller. Chuck, welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Well, I thank you guys for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I would say as we dip into fall, moonshine is going to be the perfect drink to keep everyone warm. Is that right?
That's a fact. You know, we got a little gift shop down there in Virginia where we make it, and I tell everyone, you know, it's a lot cheaper than firewood because it'll sure keep you warm.
So take us through the evolution of moonshine.
Well, you know, moonshine actually goes back in this country 400 years. Mm-hmm. It was first produced at the Jamestown Colony by the fellows that lived there at Jamestown. John Thorpe was his name in the year of 1612. He had the technology, and the Indians had the corn, and the first one was made right on the banks of the James River.
Wow. And then as it evolved over the years, take us through how you've now made, obviously moonshine as we know it is illegal.
Yeah, well... All right, here's the deal. You know, here's what happened over the centuries. You know, they made it, and then King George, at that time we were still the colonies, didn't want us to make it. They want us to drink their gin, you know, and their rum that the king owned. So the guys had to go by the light of the moon. And then same thing when George Washington finally became president, you know. He came out with the Whiskey Rebellion, and he forced everybody back into the mountains again. But the one that really did it the most was the Volstead Act, or Prohibition of 1920.
You know, to have a rebellion named after a very specific product, you know it's got to be that good.
Well, you know, a product that's been around this long, you know, in America, and it hasn't really been available to everyone in the public, you know, so that's really what our mission, but...
So how do you bring it into the legal realm?
Well, yeah, you know, see, when my grandfather got started back in the 20s and 30s, you know, he really had quite a business. Of course, he wasn't legal, you know.
Right.
But I hung around with him as a kid back in the 50s and the 60s, and he was still coming home every now and then with bullet holes in the car. I did not want to live that type of lifestyle,
no.
So I got a license.
You got a license.
Wait a second. Any good stories from your grandfather's era?
Well, I can tell you this one good one. Now, he was Uncle Johnny making the runs at this time, but he got word that the heat was on, you know. They were going to get him because we had the farm bear in Virginia and made the deliveries, you know, up there in D.C. where he sold to some pretty highfalutin people. But that particular day, Johnny wouldn't take the trip, so Grandpa said, I'm going to take this one. And he loaded up the big old Hudson. That's what he drove. And came across 14th Street Bridge, and by God, the feds were there waiting for him. They had the roadblock. That big old Hudson, he just floored it and went through, got the back window shot out, made the delivery, and came back to the farm, and they never caught him.
Wow. Wow. So you were like, not for me. I'm going to get a license.
Yeah.
And then how did you get a license?
Well, it's kind of strange. You know, in the United States, it was against the law to get a license before 1980. In that era. So basically, we were, we didn't know at the time, but we were the first craft distiller in the United States. We called up the federal government and we said we'd like to get a license. And they said, well, it's okay, but you got to fill out these paperwork first. So they sent us a stack of paper, you know, about 2 inches thick.
That sounds about right.
Oh, yeah. Well, it took a while to get through it, you know, and they actually had to come out to the farm to help. So eventually, we did get through it. They gave us a license and, we've been in production now, legal now, for 25 years.
So what makes moonshine moonshine?
Well, you know, of course, it's got its nickname there for making it by the light of the moon.
Of course.
But basically, the traditional American product is corn whiskey.
Okay.
And it's actually the only whiskey, and it's clear that it is corn whiskey that doesn't go into a barrel, you know. So, and has been accepted as an American product now for 400 years. It's just not so much well known. So that's our job, to get it out to the public and get everyone to enjoy such a fine product.
Now, wait, getting it well known, I see we have some moonshine right here. And I think it's time for us to become quickly acquainted.
Yeah, well, you know, I just happen to have our ambassador for the brand. Also, he is a mixologist, and he is going to fix us up some drinks this evening and let you guys share and give you a firsthand idea of what it's like, huh?
So why don't we play a song?
We got moonshine right here.
Do we just supposed to drink it straight?
Yeah, you should have some straight.
Right. Yeah, what do you? We got a song.
Well, I don't know. It's mix up cocktails. All right.
Okay.
Well,
so hold on. So before we dip into this, can you explain to us what the flavor profiles we're about to enjoy, and from straight neat moonshine?
Okay. Now, moonshine. You know, it is a whiskey. People look at it and it's clear, and you think it's like a vodka. No, it has a taste. It's a little bit, comes across a little bit sweet. You know. And when you drink it, and after it kind of settles, you'll notice that warm, fuzzy feeling. And you'll know it wasn't vodka. I'll guarantee it.
All right, well, let's go. Try one. Let's cheers one up. Hold on a second.
Hold on. So, what is the traditional? Is there a toast? Is there a saying when you toast to moonshine?
Shine on.
Shine on.
Okay.
Here we cheers. Go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. All right.
Mm. Smooth. Down it goes.
It's smooth.
It's really smooth.
How you like that, huh?
Oh man, and I can feel that heat. That's just about to
cheaper than firewood. Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm about to start sweating.
That's really good. Alright, so let's play a song.
Let's play a song. All
right. I gotta tell you something though. It's not the cocktails. What are these cocktails we're gonna be sipping over the break?
Let's save, we'll bring it after the break. So okay. We just had it neat. Then we'll talk about the cocktails when we get back. We'll talk about different ways to enjoy it.
Oh man, it's gonna be it's
and possible food pairings.
Is this what happens when we do shows at night?
This is what happens when we do shows at night. I've got a new song off. It's the last song off the brand new Feist record, Metals, which is pretty awesome. And then we'll come back and talk more with the creator Moonshine. I don't know what to say, it's pretty awesome.
Joe Dre, third generation master distiller, Chuck Miller on Snacky Tunes.
Thank you.
lake fills up the land. Skipping stones, skipping stones, skipping stones. Skipping stones, build a home, build a home. Cold outside. Warm by the fire. Get
Speaking of getting it right, this moonshine is getting me right.
Yeah, that was just Get It Wrong, Get It Right off the new Feist album called Metals, which is really good and very different.
It's slower,
but I like it.
Yeah, it's fine.
This is another one of like mom and dad be like, hey, I was listening to WXPN.
Yeah, but mom and dad know all about Feist.
Hold a second. Bring it back in.
I know. I'm about to bring it back in.
Okay,
so we've been sipping on moonshine.
Original moonshine.
Original moonshine made by Chuck Miller. Who's 65 years old, doesn't look a day over 50. You rub a little moonshine, right?
Well, you know, I have had so much of it now, I've been preserved. That's what's going on.
It's a cup of preservation every morning.
As you like to say, pickled from the outside in, right?
You got it.
So I know that, you know, moonshine is starting to make its way out from the Stillhouse Distillery, but you said that you've done some work with Adam Perry Lang?
Right.
And what did you do? How did you collaborate with him?
Okay, now let's go over Adam Perry Lang. He is a renowned barbecue chef.
Yep.
And he had traveled the South, you know, and he came across moonshine. You know, moonshine and barbecue kind of go together.
I would say
and,
so.
And, of course, he when he got to taste it, he liked the taste, and he wanted to market the best moonshine he could find. So that's when he got out in touch with me and asked if we couldn't develop some kind of partnership and where I would make it and he could sell it. So
is this the recipe that we're having now, or is it a whole other?
Well, basically, it's same recipe my grandfather used, and he's the same one that has been used in this country for 400 years. But what we've done now is, you notice the four X's on the bottle. We have now distilled this four times. So that really makes this a premium moonshine. It's, you know,
I'm sorry, are those X's what that you see in the cartoon?
Yeah.
Is that what it referred to?
Yes, each X is a distillation. So four X's is four times distilled.
I did not know that.
So there you go.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So what is each process for the distillation like?
It's a nice bottle.
It's a really nice bottle.
It's a really nice bottle. Yeah.
I mean, it definitely has the throwback to, and I'll put like,
yeah,
if
it's
I
got
was
the nice jug, the handle.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it just comes across nice. Well, here's the deal, you know. We got a little farm down in Culpeper. We raise our own corn. We store it there in our grain tanks so we can go out to get it once or twice a week, you know, and make up a batch. We'll grind it up, put it in a cooker, get it to boil. We make our own yeast there, make our own malt. We'll put them all together into the fermenter tank where it sits in bubbles, you know, for 4 days, you know, bubbles and gurgles. And then that. And then when it goes flat, that's when it's ready. We'll pump it to the pot still, you know, where you heat it slow. And, of course, everyone knows water boils at 212 degrees, but one they don't teach in school so much is alcohol boils at 173, see? So if you get the temperature of that tank up to 180, and in theory, the alcohol will boil out, see, and leave that water behind.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, and then, of course, not a perfect world. You're going to get some water the first time, but then it goes over to what they call a doubler, or the guys in the woods call that a thump keg. Been doing any kind of... But anyway, it'll boil again and come out at 150 proof, and then we'll actually send it back and do it four times. So that's what makes this a traditional American product, but also a premium product.
What proof are you talking about here? Because I'm sweating out.
By the way, while you were out talking to the band, I had another drink. So
yeah, we're getting ahead of you now. I want you to know that, huh?
So hold on. So what is as you down that one? What's the cocktail we're staring at? Talk to us about what mixes with moonshine, because even, you know, whiskey is not, I would say, the most popular spirit for mixologists. And moonshine is even probably some people might go, I don't know, like I didn't want to drink that, but like this seems like I'm seeing apple, I don't know. So talk to us, what do we got here?
Yeah, I guess I'll just introduce myself. I don't know if I've gotten introduced yet. My name is Shem. I work...
Shem?
Yeah, I work as the brand ambassador. And, thank you for having me.
It's the moonshine.
It's the moonshine. Yeah. You're all red already.
Am I red? Yeah. I feel red.
Yeah. No, that's the good stuff. So, I work with Chuck, and I work with the brand, just doing brand ambassador and mixologist for them. So, it's a really versatile spirit. And as you were saying, whiskeys traditionally are pretty confined to certain cocktails, a Manhattan,
ginger,
old fashioned, those type of cocktails. Sazerac. But because this is a clear whiskey, and the flavor profile is a little bit different than what you get with a traditional bourbon or a rye, you're able to mix it with a lot of different things. And I have a great time playing around with it. So what we did here was just, take one of the cocktails they make over here at Roberta's, sub out rum for moonshine. So this is, not sure what the name of it is, but basically it's moonshine. It's some Kochi vermouth, baked apple bitters, and brown sugar. So it's basically a spirit-on-spirit cocktail.
Cheers.
And
cheers, gang.
It's delicious.
Cheers.
Yeah, this looks really good. Like, nice fall drink, huh?
Very nice fall cocktail, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's dangerous. Oh, that's real dangerous. That's, I
mean, you just can't taste anything on
you
that.
You just can't, except for flavor.
Right.
No, I mean, so, thank you. Okay. Thank you. So, this is great.
Yeah.
You guys have a moon... Is there on the website, is there a cocktail?
There's a number of cocktails, and all throughout the city, you know, at different venues where we're at, we try to do specialty cocktails with each venue that matches the venue, yeah.
Now, I want to ask a question, because you had mentioned that you are currently trying to grow the brand across nationwide. So what is that process like?
Well, it's quite an undertaking. We started off, in New York City here. It was a year ago, we had first kickoff. Mm-hmm. And the product's been doing real well. We've been checking on the retail sales and all today. It's quite impressive. But anyway, from here, we went out to Austin, Texas, and then Chicago, and then L.A., and San Francisco, Miami. How am I doing, Shane? Can I get them
You're
all?
Good. Las Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
Yeah. Dallas, Austin.
I feel like you could build a really fun night in Vegas around moonshine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you what.
Couple girls in stirrups and cowboy hats, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me tell you. We got this cool drink we call the Moonshiner 12-gauge shooter. It's a nice little tray you flip open, exposes 12 shots. And the moonshine gals carried around the party. Oh, man. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
can I ask... when you're drinking moonshine, what music are you listening to? What's going on?
When you're distilling moonshine, what's the soundtrack?
Yeah, what's the soundtrack to distilling moonshine?
In the distiller, we have to play bluegrass music, you know. If you don't listen to the bluegrass, it won't come out right, you know.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Any other thoughts our listeners should know about original moonshine before we close this out?
Well, you know, there's a lot of nice things to know about it, but I just would like to say it's a great drink. It's an American drink. We're proud of it being a traditional family drink, and we want everyone to be happy to enjoy the same product that we do.
I mean, it's delicious. I don't even have to say it. It's really...
Well, you know, I have to say, as someone who has had like corn whiskey in the past, that is just... I don't know, two steps away from rubbing alcohol. It's really nice to taste an artisanal moonshine, because I think it's one of those products that people don't really think about as something that should sit on the shelf with other products, because they think of whiskey, they think of brown. But it's great.
Yeah. Okay.
It's great.
Well, we want to thank you for coming here.
All right. And listen, thank you, gentlemen, so much for having us.
And before we forget, what's the website, Twitter, anything
like
that?
It's www.moonshine.com. And Twitter is @moonshine, so it's pretty easy to remember.
That's really easy.
It's awesome. And where can we get it?
You can get it all over the city in Williamsburg. We're at Brooklyn Bowl. We're at Fete Sau. We're at Teddy's and a number of venues in the city. It's all on the website.
All the right places.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much. Stick around. We'll have some more drinks. I know that...
It's gonna be an interesting second half.
I'm already red. I'm like matching the color.
You're already red.
I'm matching the color.
All right, shine on, guys.
Shine on. Here we go.
Cheers. Okay.
Gotcha. Awesome. All right. So we got a song from Computer Magic coming up called "Running," which is amazing.
Oh, it is. Well, you got the MP3?
I did get the MP3.
I should not.
You should not be talking. She's awesome. And
good old Danzy.
This is going to be a dangerous show.
It's going to be a dangerous show.
And then we're going to bring in Hands and interview them. And we got our buddy Matt Goldman and Paul Tao.
Matt Goldman's here.
Listening to Snacky Tunes, and we'll be back. All right, that was just computer magic.
She's so amazing. I can't, she's 21.
She's 22.
22.
22.
Her, she's amazing.
And you should check out the video for Running, which is directed by a good buddy, Johnny McSwain.
Wait, I thought the link you sent me was just like the song on YouTube.
There's a video.
Oh, Johnny McSwain, I love. Have you dyed his hair blonde?
I've seen his new coif. He has said that it is upping his game on both sides of the territories, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah,
McSwain, he dyed his, it's like platinum blonde.
And and the things are, he's like a tall, thin, well-dressed man. And,
oh, I know him.
Oh,
was that an imitation of his laugh?
That was an imitation.
Oh, okay. So, studio.
And I gotta say, the best pun food tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
It says salami. And she's dressed up as like a hooker, and it says, "I'm not a pizza meat." Yeah. So we got hands in the studio,
yeah. and we also have our good buddy Paul Tao, who's playing that, and our
hi,
and our good buddy Matt Goldman, which makes this the most LA edition of.
And can we say what's up to Nikki, even though she's not here?
Oh yeah, where's Nikki?
Having dinner.
Boring.
What?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
All right, whatever. So hands was introduced to me. By Paul, actually, at South by Southwest. He was like, come see my friend Sean's band. And I was like, oh, all right. I'm like, cool, whatever.
But you know, year in, year out, South by SCMJ, Paul's the most impeccable taste of all bands.
Right. Keep eating. So,
Was that Moonshine?
Yeah, what was that, Moonshine? The whole band has now tried original Moonshine. And we've all got the sweats.
Thoughts? What are you guys playing? Good?
Yeah, I'm
good, right?
I'm
yeah.
sweating.
It's something else.
It's strong. I'm growing.
No. Yeah. It
it's really easy to drink.
That might be the problem. But it was afternoon showcase, and I loved it. And then I pretty much harassed Sean. Be like,
this year's showcase?
Yeah, this year's showcase. It was, I don't remember. It was like that, some random bar. Do you remember what the name of the bar was? Like afternoon show?
Shangri-La.
No.
It was
the other show.
It was a tropical one because it was a Hit City USA party.
Yeah.
Oh, Headhunters.
Yeah. Headhunters.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Headhunters. You know, Headhunters is like predominantly like a really cheesy metal bar.
Not that afternoon. It was predominantly
such great
awesome.
Bands like Austin's favorite Oklahomos have played there.
A crowd.
It gets real.
It gets real. So and then since then I was like, we should really try and get this band.
Who wants some sweetbreads?
We should really. Yeah.
Dig on in, people.
Sweetbread? Sweetbreads are thyroids from which animal?
The
thymus gland from the. It's like usually like veal sweetbreads. Like it's like a calf.
And Hand steps up to the mic with the correct answer.
Oh my god. Yeah, these are delicious.
trying to conduct interviews here.
So, Hand, let's talk to you about what you're
anyway,
all about.
So, these guys got him from LA.
You met them. And
no, they
you're
got him
awesome.
from LA today, correct?
Indeed.
No, we got here
from Florida.
Yeah. Oh, so have you been on the road?
We've been on some roads.
Yeah. We've been in the air.
Hard hitting questions.
Yeah,
we're in the air.
Oh, so it seems like you've been away from home. Are you on tour?
No.
What was in Florida?
We played DeLuna Festival.
What is that?
It's a festival on the beach.
Yeah, it was just music fest.
It's the
sandals only.
Sandals only.
No shoes, no shirts.
Right.
No shoes, no shirts.
No shoes, no shirts.
Lots
all
of dice.
Yeah,
it's the panhandle. So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Who played? Yeah. Oh, you said Wallpaper played, right?
Yeah.
Who's on their way?
Right.
Or he is on.
Yeah.
Ricky Reed. All right. So talk to us about Hands. How'd you guys form? How'd you guys meet? What you're all about?
Okay. So Ryan and I. This is Jeffrey from Hands. I sing.
Welcome.
And other stuff. Ryan and I went to high school together in Princeton, New Jersey about a million years ago.
Record exchange, right?
And,
right.
Yeah, thank you, P-Rex, up in the fucking house.
Thank you.
So then we moved out to
Haven,
Los Angeles.
Whatever.
Yes! Yeah, this guy's got incredible education up here. Then we moved to Los Angeles because we
Terrace Club.
Hated Philadelphia.
You guys go to the Terrace Club back in the day?
No.
Was that before you know, Princeton University? Whatever, some rock coalition there. Anyway. Scene points.
Right? Yeah, okay. That's at least 11 points. Then we moved to Los Angeles and did nothing for a couple years except maybe scored a couple films and wrote some acoustic crap.
You scored films?
Scored a couple bays.
Yeah.
What films?
Scored a couple film bays.
We did a documentary actually about the extinction of redheads.
Gingers?
Gingers.
Is that like a real documentary?
Yeah, well, it was a friend of ours did it as a grad student at USC.
That sounds like a bad South Park episode.
It was great. Yeah. It was a good South Park episode.
True? Is it true?
It is kind of true, actually.
What's
does it take two gingers to make a ginger?
It doesn't, but it helps.
It helps. Matt Goldman adding color commentary.
Yeah, no. I'm glad.
So wait a second. You, hold on, I have to imagine
the deal with redheaded ginger.
Like, what is it like to score a film? Because not a lot of people get to do that. That's a pretty insane thing.
Yeah, I mean, the other actual film we did was an independent called Less that was directed by a guy named Gabriel Diamond, who's kind of tight in the crew of, what's her name? She did Me and You and Everyone We Know. Okay. Miranda July. Yeah, it was...
Oh, what's that genre called? Sweatercore?
Yeah, exactly. Sweatercore. Fucking weirdo core.
I'm serious. That's the name of the genre. It's called Sweatercore.
Yeah, and it sounds about right. It's very post-shoe. Yeah, and it was interesting.
It's funny because no one watches the movie because they're just looking at their feet. Anyway.
We have sound effects? Wait, here it comes. Throw it on, Jack. This episode is not going to be bothered.
That's not what I was looking for.
Yeah, maybe we should have started with it. So, you're scoring films.
So, yeah, we did Less. It was a blast. We got to pretend that we knew what we were doing.
How'd it turn out?
It turned out good. Cool. I mean, we actually premiered at the Sunset Lemley like this past year.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so that's no small thing.
No, it was cool. They actually
and they ended
for
up
this
using
festival. It was a music festival that they premiered it with. Yeah, film festival. I'm sorry. And they contacted us like 3 days before the festival and asked if they could use the trailer music for the entire festival. So our music for the film ended up being the theme song of the whole
That's amazing.
Film festival. It was a really, when he sent that email, I was just like, wow. Like,
isn't that a good moment awesome. When you're like, I think we did something good, and everyone's like, we love what you've done.
Yes.
And, you know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
it's just nice to be like, we're going to do this thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we believe in it, and then people are like, we love what you've done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we loved the guys. I mean, from the get-go, it was kind of like, we dug their aesthetic, the film seemed pretty cool, and we were totally down.
So you're in LA, scoring films, scoring babes. And how'd the band come about?
Okay, so fast forward a couple years, we have a good friend Xander, who plays in a extremely good band, Pepper Rabbit. If you don't know them, check them out.
Pepper Rabbit?
Pepper Rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah. Another rabbit band.
Is it one R in the Pepper and the Rabbit chair?
No. Okay. No, it's just straight old Pepper Rabbit. Salty Bunny.
Traditional.
And
it's a traditional non-R sharing band.
He's like, you know, good friends with many an LA musician, specifically a band called Local Natives.
Oh, big fan of Local Natives.
Shout out to Ryan and
right?
crew.
They're all, super Ryan nice.
Ryan et al., who we met through Matt this summer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're the nicest guys.
Small world after all, am I right?
We ended up at a party, I think, somewhere, and I met Sean, our drummer, and then 2 weeks later at a local Navis party, like, handed him a demo and was like, yo, if you like this, let's hang out and jam. We met Alex on Craigslist. Nice. Yes.
Were you just,
that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
What was the post?
Yeah, please.
Looking
foot
for
massages.
Looking for somebody with liberal foot massage.
Two tickets
foot
to local
skills.
Native show, free, topless.
Right, exactly. We basically just wanted a human, like, horse that we could ride around.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so, no, actually, we were looking for a bassist, and somehow, the first bassist who walked through our door, thanks to Mr. Craig and his list, was this guy over here.
Can I tell you something?
Off.
I met Craig.
Oh, my God.
I met Craig at this weird, this is back, like, when Money Still existed for events, and there was some weird party in Midtown. I met Craig. Totally non-descriptive Jewish dude. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Millionaire.
Why don't we get a song?
Yeah, let's get a song.
Let's get a song.
What, you didn't like that story?
No, the story was really good. It was almost as good as the shootout from earlier today.
Hey, I met Craig.
I mean, no, like, he's a real person. It's, you know. Anyway, alright, so let's play a song.
And his name's Craig? Can we,
no, legitimately, Craig? Like, someone was like, hey, this is Craig, and they went,
from Craigslist.
Alright, so we're gonna play a song. What's the first song we got up?
Warm Night Home?
Yeah.
Was it?
It's gonna be Warm Night Home. We actually just released this as a single last week, so
is this an exclusive?
Download the internet.
Download the internet. No. On such blogs as All of Them and Hype Machine.
Right, exactly.
.com.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so here we go. Live on Psyche Tunes. Awesome.
Woo!
It's
quite sweaty in here.
I wish that air conditioner.
I mean, no, dude, that AC can't combat that whiskey.
Moonshine. Yeah, no, there's nothing about that.
So talk to us about what the LA scene is like these days. How you guys, you know, we know a lot about the New York scene.
Hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. East Side.
Yeah.
East Side?
East Side.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know much about the LA scene.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, we moved to LA, like I said, 4 years ago, Ryan and I, and had no idea really what, you know, getting into venues, or we just didn't know what we were doing. And it turns out all the venues basically are on the east side, save a few, and the few that aren't are, like, you know, kind of bigger, Troubadour, Palladium, stuff like that, on the west side of LA.
Favorite place to play?
Favorite place to play? I actually feel like that was one of my favorite shows. Was back in November with Naked and Famous at School Night. That was
just saw Naked and Famous this weekend. They're amazing.
That was a really special night.
I just need to say really quickly, that sounded like the band said that, and the band did not. Said Matt said that.
Yeah.
Joke, because Matt does that.
Matt Goldman, adding color, best color guy in the biz.
Matt Goldman's going to shut up now, and the band can respond to their own questions.
Can I say, I wish I had more pizza?
I mean, there's some beer left. I think all the moonshine's gone.
Is the moonshine gone?
No, there's a little cuppy.
Oh, no, dude, what's going on right there? Is that bottle empty?
That bottle, I think Hans decimated it.
We did not.
Hands all over this.
We did not. We did not. No,
you know,
I mean,
I probably don't need more than the three.
I mean, you are so. I mean, can I get a, like, how red is he?
Yeah, I was gonna say you're glowing. Actually, like you are Rudolph's nose.
So all right. So hold on. Can I say?
Stop.
Best late night taco place in LA.
Late night.
Oh, good. I'm gonna go to Sean on that. We're deferring.
Matt says it's not hard. Hands.
I mean, I don't know.
Let's see. Let's go to the board. What do you got?
I think we can all answer the same.
El Flamin' Taco.
What's the order? It's like 2 a.m. You just played a show. You're wasted. You're tired.
El Flamin' Taco.
No, but what's the order? What are you ordering?
What are you ordering? I never remember.
The jam.
That is actually the correct answer.
Yeah. Let's go to the board. Can't remember order. That's 100 people. What do you order?
It's about their El Pastor. They do like... They do legit El Pastor with the, you know, like the meat on the spit, and they carve it off. It's
God, it's good. I love it when someone's like a little crusty, like a little burn, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what else is late night eating? What do we got going on in LA? I mean, Pink's is sort of...
Yeah.
It's not good. I don't know why there's
food. What else? What do we got? What's the late night food spot?
You see, you know, what's sad is there aren't all that many. I end up... Sadly, at like fast food, super drunk,
like In-N-Out.
I do Thai,
you know,
Thai or Korean.
Yeah, and they close at 2, you know,
Thai or Korean.
Yeah, Thai or Korean. There's a faux place near us that's not good, but they're open 24 hours.
Oh, the faux show?
It's faux city, but they are faux show, not that good. Yeah.
What about during the day? We're just
chugging along here.
It's not good. I'm a big fan of Park's Barbecue, the Korean barbecue.
Oh, yeah. He actually had a party catered by them.
It's pretty...
No, that was...
Yeah, the Korean barbecue place.
That was my 26th. Yeah.
I mean, that's right.
What did they provide for you?
That's what it was.
Bulgogi?
Bulgogi, yeah.
Pork belly.
Yes.
Do they provide all those like really fun little kimchi things?
Oh, yeah. Whatever you want. They got it all.
Hold on a second. Let's switch this up. So I saw you guys in South by
Southwest.
What do you
mean? What, this is a great food banter.
No, it's a great food banter. I saw you guys South by Southwest. You guys are out here. It's weird to say this, and like I don't want to like
fan out. Do it.
Not in the fan out, but like you guys seem to like be growing with each month that I've seen you guys. You get a lot of support from Matt Goldman providing color commentary.
I know
here.
That guy.
MFG.
Paul Tao and everything. So it's like, how do you feel that entering into CMJ? Is this your first CMJ?
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you guys feel entering into it?
Lucky.
Do you feel that you could be the darlings of CMJ this year?
I would love to do that. Quite honestly, I mean, it's hard. Absolutely.
I'm 2 drinks away from crying. So let's talk about real things.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. No, you know, I mean, it would be idiotic for me to say that we make music with the intention of being anything but like, you know, something people really care about.
And that's
just the way it is.
I can say this as like an outside observer. Like Paul brought me to see you guys. I know Matt has you know had you guys booking, and I keep seeing you guys around. So it's like kind of like if there was like a GOP type of situation of running
GOP.
For like you know the running parties. Like there's a bunch of candidates for the mm-hmm. darling. Hans is with me.
Yeah,
you are off in a moonshot haze.
We're like the Herman Cain.
Yeah.
Would you rather be the Romney or the Bachman?
Might be the Herman Cain.
That's an unfair question.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, man.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, it's an interesting thing. It's like heading into your first CMJ. You guys have a lot of stuff behind you. It's like, how do you feel about it?
I'm very interested to see how it goes. I'll say that. I mean, we, you know, played twice yesterday in Florida, had an absolute blast, and hopefully all of our shows go better and better and better.
I heard both Mickey and Donald came out of those shows.
Yes, this is true.
Let's play another song. Yeah, let's play another song. You heard...
Don't even say I'm cut off. Don't even say. I got squash at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'm going to sweat all out. All right, we got another song coming up from Hans. What is this song called?
This is actually a song called Brave Motion that we've never played acoustic, so I hope you enjoy it.
Snacky Tunes exclusive. Bow, 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 bow.
Air horn.
Makes no sense. You're in love again. And it makes no sense. 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 You're in love again. And I want it to. I want it to.
Stop short at a bus stop.
That never happened before.
No.
We never did that.
Yeah, we've never played that song acoustic before, no.
Awesome. Hey, so Snaggy Tunes exclusive.
Yeah.
What is it called again? Exclusive.
Brave Motion.
Shut up. Look, that's the moonshine.
Yeah.
So we are running low here on questions.
No, we're running great.
and patter, but let's open it up.
No, I got a question. So going into your first CMJ, it's always interesting to think of your mindset. Like, can you be real? Can you be moonshine real?
Yes.
Like, how do you guys really feel? Honestly,
can we be moonshine?
No, I know, but like
no,
like,
but we're getting moonshine real right
no,
now.
No, let's get moonshine real. Like,
okay.
Like, how do you, like, honestly, like, what do you guys think about? Like, what's going on to this? Like, are you scared? Are you happy?
I will tell you right now, personally, on a percentage basis, like 90% of me is completely petrified.
Okay.
And 10% of me is like, this better be fucking awesome. So,
but you already did South by Southwest.
Yeah,
how is it any different?
Okay,
I was petrified there too. Honestly, it's not like an unnatural fear or anything. I just want to do really well, and I think that we all are in that boat together. That's like what my most that's what I like about these guys, is I feel like we all really want to do well, and we're never, ever, ever like, yeah, that was great. That was perfect.
I think that this is, for me personally, this is a very surreal experience, because if you asked me a year ago if I thought I was going to be flying to Florida and then taking a red-eye flight to New York the next day to have a week full of shows, I would have told you you were lying, and that wouldn't happen to me. So this is, it's a very surreal experience, and I feel very lucky to be in this room right now. You know, it's a very, very fulfilling experience.
And I mean, you guys should feel confident enough to enjoy it.
I agree.
Oh yeah. No, we're enjoying it.
I mean, you got to enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the healthy fear is actually what makes my, for me as a performer, that's where I like, that's where I live.
I mean, I think that's a good point to, that's a good point to bring it to a wrap.
Yeah, should we do one more song?
Yeah, but let's get all the necessaries out of the way.
Nuts and bolts. So if I'm on the what book?
The what book?
What do I find?
You're on the my face?
My book?
My face.
Twitter book. How do we, so I'm surfing my face, okay?
Yes.
How do we find you guys?
And what do I download on my face?
Yeah. Okay.
Just let me just say, Hands.
I know.
Not the most Google. It's not. Band
it's not.
Name.
Have you ever wikied Hands? Because this is a hell of a lot of information on your hands.
Yeah, let me ask you, as a band that is un-Googleable and unwikiable, was it a concert decision, or where did the name come from?
I'm sorry, that sounds a little slurred. can I ask you a question? What is your favorite fact about Hands?
My favorite fact about Hands. What? I honestly think my favorite fact might be that we met our bassist on Craigslist. No, I don't know what.
I actually meant like,
oh, Hands. Yeah. Hands. Oh, everything that we've accomplished as like a society, it's all there. The Hands, man.
And how do you feel about people who use their feet as hands?
Fucking idiots. I don't know. What are you doing?
Never forget. Never forget. Oh, whatever. Never forget Hands.
No,
he's holding his face right now.
No. All right, let's get the Twitter website.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yes. We're everything's Hands Sounds. HANDSSOUNDS. Twitter.com/HandSounds.
What are the shows?
MySpace website.
EP is mastered.
It's mastered, and I think we're gonna do a release hopefully early next year. But we did just put a single out. I think I already.
And the single is called.
Spat that out. It's called Warm Night Home.
Which you can find on the internet.
You can find it on the internet.
What shows? Give us all the deets.
This week we have a ton of shows.
Tomorrow being playing, the best one.
Yeah, tomorrow school night. Matt Goldman.
Oh, and
wait, let's give a shout out to Matt Goldman.
Yeah,
for
seriously.
How rad is Matt Goldman?
Oh God, I don't think there. I don't think there are enough numbers.
There's not enough adjectives before rad.
Enough synonyms for rad.
Can we announce that? Can you guys talk about what we're doing together at the end of December?
Oh yeah, we're throwing New Year's Eve together at the Ace Hotel.
Awesome. I thought it was still pending. That's good to hear.
Oh, I mean, did I just show my? It's
confirmed.
Pending.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Oh shit!
And also, unbeknownst to me, Matt Goldman has a clothing line out. Did you guys know this?
Chambers.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're.
We actually went and played
show.
That Mesa
what,
thing with Chambers. Yeah.
What type of clothing?
Devin.
Adult diapers. Fantastic.
Adult contemporary.
Adult contemporary diaper. Now, what type of clothing do you have?
It's like a full button downs, jackets, jeans, shirts. I make the t-shirts. I make the marketing.
Can you dress us? What's up?
I would love to dress
us. Can Snacky Tunes be the?
Let me say this.
Radio
I still
show?
Haven't figured out exactly when the boxes get delivered because they don't come to my office. And by the time I know, they're like, "Oh, we have to ship it. We'd have none." And they all look really good. Like they have nice clothes on all the time.
Oh,
so I think that they just take it. My partners.
Is the website N36 Chambers?
It's chambersclothing.net.
Can we talk for
Hands?
Wu-Tang. Yes.
Wait, can we check for a second?
Cream.
All I heard was a red light going off, and it said mention website.
Can we just talk for a second about Wugazi? Have you guys heard about this?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the mashup.
Yeah.
It's Wu-Tang and Fugazi.
That's amazing.
Playing at Fun Fest, which we're going to be at. Wait. Wugazi.
It's not original members of.
Are you?
No, it's all new members of Fugazi and Wu-Tang. It's none of the people from
that. It's other people.
I'm so pissed.
Get me to Fun Fest.
Everyone's like, we're booking tickets now.
It's one guy who took Fugazi songs and Wu-Tang songs.
Oh, it's not members of Wu-Tang or Fugazi?
It's Ian McCry.
McCry.
all Dirty Custard.
all right.
Everyone remembers.
Yeah, the Wizza. He was that black Wizard of Oz. Anyway.
Anyway. All right. So we're gonna get one more song on hand.
Fugazi, right?
That's weird. Fugazi's one of my all-time favorite bands.
It must be one of those
man.
Things. Like when I heard it, I was like,
what drugs were you on? We thought this would be perfect together.
It's yeah. It was good enough to get booked at Fun Fun Fun
yeah,
Fest.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. The proof is in the paper.
All right. What do you do? that sound means that we're ready to play. What are you gonna play us on? And what's the name of the song?
Okay, this one's called Force Fascination.
We're not leaving.
Forced.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot
Dude,
of.
Dude, we still have wallpaper left.
They're coming.
No. Dude, no. Okay, so you're gonna end the segment. We're gonna have some more moonshine.
I really hope our parents don't listen to this episode.
Dear Mom and Dad. Yeah. Hey, Jack, just put.
If anything, they're going to understand.
Just, Jack, just put Dear Mom and Dad, don't listen to this episode in the beginning.
It's a title.
Okay, so Hands, Possible Darlings of CMJ. Handsome as shit.
Thank everybody for a very special CMJ edition of Snacky Tunes. Big shout out to Original Moonshine, Matt Goldman, Paul Tao, and Hands. Unfortunately,
Wallpaper got caught up at the airport and were not able to make it on the show despite all the promises and boasts that we made and trying to have it all and do it all. But we will hopefully get them on sometime in the future. Please tune in next week for another edition of Snacky Tunes.